With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A border crossing between the U.S. and Canada has been closed after a vehicle exploded at a checkpoint on a bridge near Niagara Falls.
The FBI's field office in Buffalo said in a statement that it was investigating an explosion on the Rainbow Bridge, which connects the two countries across the Niagara River. Photos and videos taken by news organizations and posted on social media showed a security booth that had been singed by flames and debris on the roadway. Governor Kathy Hochul said she had been briefed on the incident and was closely monitoring the situation. The Rainbow Bridge is one of four border crossings connecting Ontario to Western New York. Officials said the other crossings had also been closed and security had been beefed up at the airport. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Rita Foley reports on the busiest days on the road and in the air as many Americans travel for the Thanksgiving holiday.
55 million of us are going somewhere for Thanksgiving, says the AAA. Most are driving. Today is expected to be the busiest day on the roads. The busiest days to fly are today and the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
There are areas of bad weather across parts of the U.S. that could present problems for air travel. Already there have been some cancellations and delays. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week, a sign the job market remains resilient. The Labor Department says jobless claims dropped by 24,000. Americans are remembering John F. Kennedy. In 1963, the president was assassinated in Dallas, 60 years ago today. The Dow is up 201 points now, and the NASDAQ adding 75. This is SRN News. A new tally of how many congregations have left the United Methodist Church.
7,286. That's according to officials with the denomination, and they also report more than 5,200 of those left just this year. The issue, of course, is homosexuality. UMC has been hemorrhaging congregations ever since its leadership decided to embrace same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. Next year, a meeting will be held to work out a formal split in the UMC, but some wonder if it will even be necessary. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Sudan is not slowing down. Suspected Muslim terrorists set off a bomb at a church in Omdurman this month, caving in the roof and setting a fire that consumed furniture, Bibles, and hymnals. A civil war in the country has only made things worse for believers. Christians make up just 5% of the population in Sudan. This is SRN News. House Republicans issued a subpoena this week to a federal prosecutor involved in the criminal investigation into Hunter Biden, demanding answers for what they allege is Justice Department interference. The years-long probe into the first son.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio on Tuesday formally subpoenaed Assistant U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf to appear before lawmakers on December 7. In a letter accompanying the subpoena, Jordan accused Wolf of being, quote, responsible for many of the decisions to deviate from standard investigative protocol during the federal investigation of Hunter Biden. The letter highlighted what federal whistleblowers alleged was interference by Wolf. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Olympic organizers releasing 400,000 extra tickets for next year's Paris Games and the Paralympics at the end of the month. The 2024 Paris Games start next July. More details at srnnews.com.